Hi, I'm Max Moosman, the comedy goldsmith, and this is my slutty assistant, Riley Bird. Say hello, Riley.
Hello, Riley.
We make tiny sculptures out of gold and talk about degenerate shit. If you would like to see what we are making now, become a subscriber at patreon.com/dirtyfolk or locals.com/dirtyfolk. Riley?
Yes, Max?
How much cereal could you store in a 5'4" woman's asshole, and how long would it remain edible with most of its nutritional value?
What the fuck?
This is inspired by a real event.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this porn?
No.
You have not seen this porn?
No, Max. I watch gangbangs. This is kind of an, look at this shit.
It's kind of an oldie but a goodie. It went viral for a while.
Okay. Well, that was probably during my Asian train groping phase, so no.
It might have been. So yeah. There's a video out there somewhere, which maybe we should look up, because it might be helpful for you to see. But they pour, I think it's Fruit Loops in this gaping woman's asshole with milk, and then they eat it. They eat a spoon, like it's like a bowl of ass cereal.
Oh, I'm hesitant.
So I think if you just search Fruit Loops butthole porn, I think you would find it.
All right,
but
let me just.
But it brings up, I feel, you know, you're kind of science minded. You like these things, so this is sort of a question of volume and potential that I'm interested in. It's got a lot of angles, so I feel like we could talk about this for a long
time.
Fruit
Loops butthole porn.
Fruit Loops butthole porn. I wonder how many of our listeners are familiar with the Fruit Loops butthole
Eating
porn.
Fruit Loops from Roxy Ray's gaping
That's
asshole.
That's her, Roxy Ray.
Oh.
That's my girl. Oh. I haven't seen it for a while. Scoot over here so I can watch it with you.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Tell the people what you're looking at.
Okay, there is a women. There is an attractive woman that is all too close to my own fucking dimensions with a speculum holding open her gaping ass.
Yeah.
And there's Fruit Loops and milk in her asshole.
Is that a plastic spoon?
Wow. The parabens.
They really cheaped out.
I mean, I don't know how much a speculum is, but I know that's not where it goes.
I mean, it is where it goes now. Okay, that's just the thumbnail, so get in there.
Oh, God.
Watch the video.
Only a 2% dislike? You guys are savages.
Yeah, oh, there's an ad. This was a very popular video.
Oh, I didn't even notice the skip ad button. Okay.
How long is this? Oh, it's way too long. Okay, but so tell people.
Hold on, that's not milk.
No, they start with lube.
Oh, okay.
They have to lube up her asshole. So she is completely like up on her shoulders, so her asshole is pointed direct to the sky. Knees next to her ears, ass pointed direct to the sky.
I can do that.
All right. You want to do the rest of it?
No.
And then they're just.
First of all, cereal's bad for you.
We could do something else. It doesn't have to be cereal.
Didn't South Park do an episode about eating from your ass first?
It could be like wild rice.
Put a whole chicken in your ass. Don't do that.
We have to find somebody who will eat it out of your ass, though, because they ain't going to be me.
Already too many people have tried licking my ass. I'd be uncomfortable to put in who's willing to eat a fucking 4-star meal out of my ass.
Okay, so skip ahead, because this is all medical here. They're just inserting the speculum.
Oh, vanilla almond milk, though.
Is it almond milk?
It's almond milk.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't want to upset the gut biome.
And there's
I
another girl who's got her tits out, but a shirt on, who put the speculum in. But then it's just like point of view on camera, dude, eating spoonfuls. Okay, but this is the thing. Without the milk, not the girl's eating it. Without the milk, right?
Harper found this porn, didn't she? And you're subjecting me to it.
I don't remember which one
of
us
revenge.
Found it. But, okay. But now, because now you have a visual, right? You don't even just have to imagine this.
Oh, my God. I'm pretty viscerally upset about this.
Because they're feeding
hold
it to
on,
each
I'm
other.
Gonna, oh God,
but it's already kind of a lot of cereal and milk in there, right?
Fuck.
So, like.
I'm so glad this isn't a fucking video episode because, oh, man.
Riley's so upset. She's like, get the fainting lady pose, like the Southern Belle fainting pose, her right hand up to her arms. She's like wearing a poncho even right now. And she's sitting back. She's got the vapors. She's got the vapors.
That is not the breakfast I would have had served. Oh, my God.
All right. So.
Oh, man.
How much cereal And then if you
close. What was that original question? I can't even. There were just the fact that they were so casually eating cereal and milk out of a woman's gaping asshole.
And they're next to the pool. It looks like a nice day.
What the fuck has gone wrong in these people's lives?
The man's kind of handsome, too, who's like
eating
stuff.
Okay, to be fair, like, I would like to point out that when I see attractive people in porn, even disgusting porn that I'm not into at all that makes me, like, viscerally sick,
yeah,
I would say 500 points more excited that they're not unattractive. Like, even porn that I enjoy, if there are unattractive people in it, I'm, like, disgusted with myself despite the fact that I'm watching a porn that I enjoy. Like, if I'm watching, like, gangbang porn and they're all a bunch of sloppy fucks, I'm like, what's wrong with... I'm, like,
it's very
I'm, like
often
mad
the case.
At myself,
there's a lot
like,
of
jerking off.
Sloppy fuck gangbang porn.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
I got to page 23 and I was like, I guess this'll do. Like, I gotta go to bed soon. And I was just like mad because it looked like one of like my frumpy girlfriends back when I used to do food service, just like taking a bunch of dicks. I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, I'm so mad.
Skip to the end of that video. I want to, it's what, like,
no, back to the question. I don't want
to
look at that until
no, but
I
we
have to
know how it ends. I have to remember what they do. So I truly don't remember. Like, there's 8 minutes of this video, and they're already eating cereal out of the
ass.
But
they fuck her at. Hold on. Hold on.
So speculum's
I don't know
it,
why that delighted me so much. They
close it. Does the cereal stay in there when they fuck her ass? Do they fuck the cereal?
They fuck the cereal.
Do they?
Why would you fuck this? Oh, yeah. See this right here?
Is the cereal still in there? Okay, start from here.
Well, hold on. I need to... I'm upset that if this were the thumbnail, I would have clicked on it.
You're
if
all
this,
hot
if
now.
This specifically, but first of all, that guy's a very attractive dick.
Yeah.
Like, gorgeous dick.
Yeah.
I would even want to
say. I agree.
Gorgeous dick, gorgeous girl, perfect pussy.
Yeah. And she's still near knees to ears here with her, like, asshole
and,
pointed
well,
to the sky.
Well, technically knees to tits.
And he's, like,
if we're
just,
being specific.
The tip is just touching her asshole right now, and he's got, like, a big fistful of his own dick. He's about to push it in.
It's a big fistful.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if that was the, oh, and there's, like, milk dripping down. Oh, my
and
God.
Her pussy and stuff.
If this had been the thumbnail, I would have clicked on it.
Yeah.
But they started with gaping asshole cereal.
I mean, good on them for, like, advertising it properly, I guess. But, okay.
Sure, but,
like,
this is the click.
Focus, though. Is he fucking the cereal, or did they get the cereal out of there?
No, that's a trail of milk going
okay.
from
so
her
play
ass.
It.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so he's just oh! He put just the tip of his dick in and then pulled it out and a bunch of milk shot out. Oh, and now they're going ass to mouth with the other girl.
That makes me so viscerally upset.
Oh, and the milk's just coming out. Oh, he's plunging the milk out of her asshole. Oh, no!
Oh, my
it
God.
Exploded!
Stop! Oh, I can't.
Who yelled stop?
I think
Did
the
she?
Other girl.
Oh, man.
Because he's fucking throwing cereal and milk everywhere. She's like, you're making a mess.
It's just ass milk.
It didn't
exploded
sound,
out of her ass.
I just.
Oh, that's a classic. I can't believe you haven't seen that before.
You're a motherfucker. I mean, I guess technically. Technically. Soon.
That's not really what that means. I got some action. Not the full deal, but I got some action. Yeah, I don't have a hand right now, but there you go. Back. yeah, we'll talk about that, but
yeah, I need a fucking palate cleanse after you just watch me watch someone eat their cereal the wrong way. You son of a bitch. When I agreed to the abuses of this job, I had no fucking idea that I'd be subjected to watching a girl get cereal eaten out of her
I mean,
perfect
you
asshole
had some idea
to, okay, so another note that I don't know that the audience would fully be aware of. Maybe you would. Very nice asshole. Like, I have never seen less attractive assholes, tits, or just general genitalia until I got into sex work. And this girl had the fucking full Monty of, like, what I would describe as a perfect package.
The cereal girl?
Yeah, cereal girl, 10 out of 10. She looks fantastic. So why is she getting cereal eaten out of her ass? Is she just a freaky bitch?
It's a good question. Because, you know, like, she does seem like she could just be in regular porn.
Yeah, I would have happily watched that guy with the perfect dick just fuck her in the ass, pussy, or mouth.
Yeah.
Not in that order.
I mean, maybe she, like, how do you get there? So you find out that you have, like, a like for and a talent for ass fucking first. Then you find out that you're, like, into gaping and, like, the speculum thing. Because she looked remarkably comfortable with that. Like, that speculum starts big, and it just, like, went right in there. They put a little lube on, and that, like, thing went right in there.
Well, to be fair, she could have fluffed into that, and that's just, like, a, like, she could have expanded.
You could give me a week to prepare. That wouldn't be happening for me.
You're a dude.
What difference does it make?
I don't know. I assumed that that was something, like,
I don't think you have a stretchier butthole than I do by nature of being a woman.
I don't know. Maybe.
You think you have different material?
Well, no. We just have different hip structures. I feel like there's more room, and I feel like the elasticity of that whole area is probably just genetically more elastic.
That's not a hip thing, though. That's just...
No. But, like, the way your hip connects to your muscles
your
and
asshole?
Skin and ligaments and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you look at the... If you flipped hip...
What?
Fucking bring up anatomy into this motherfucker.
No, duh. Don't look up an anatomy thing. Just imagine. Use your imagination. Hip. Pretend like it's the 1990s and you just have to imagine things.
Listen old to me. Man.
Fucking just imagine it. There's no
Turn
way.
Turn on dark mode, yes, because darkness forever.
It's... You don't have a stretch of your butthole in me because
no,
you're a woman.
No, but, like, look at the difference of the holes. Like, you have a smaller hole in your hip than, like, a woman would. So I
but
feel like
still...
genetically it's stretchier.
Okay, maybe at its ultimate point, you would run into, I would run into bone before, but we're not talking about that. That's not where we're at. She's not to the point where we're getting to her pelvic wall.
Right, but everything's got to go somewhere. Like, when you, like, stretch everything, like, that's got to move things a little bit.
I just don't, I mean, it's this, at the
Where's
starting
your colon
point,
gonna
it just
go?
Slipped in. The speculum, it was already, like, I would say it started sort of, like, silver dollar to Coke bottle size to start.
I think that's just a speculum.
I know, but
yeah.
It got it in her asshole like that. Okay, so we're trying to imagine how she gets here. So I think she discovers a talent. Ass fucking first. Because some girls, like, it's never happening. Some girls, you really have to work up to it. And then there's other girls who's just like, you can just stick it in their ass.
Every day I think I'm going to be able to predict the crazy fucking shit that he puts on this table. And every day I'm proven wrong.
Just calm down. Okay, so, but you know this, right? Some girls just are, like, built for anal. They just take it.
Lucky bitches.
But, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think she discovers that first.
Mm-hmm.
Then she discovers gaping, and then there's a talent for gaping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you have to get, like, that far, and you have this whole talent. And then when you, if, and especially if it came natural to her, like, it's very easy for her, then it's just like, you know, like, you're at the top of the food chain. You're at the top of your game. You need a challenge. You need something
you
new.
Need to zazz it up.
You do. You need to see what am I actually capable of. And then,
and see the ingredients of this initially I'm gonna say gave me cause for concern, because it's a plastic spoon. Now initially that troubled me, because I'm like, if you're using plastic spoons, this is probably not great. But then I thought about the logistics of buying a single spoon. That, like, this is our asshole spoon. Like, it's not a spoon you're going to reuse.
No.
You couldn't.
But you could burn a spoon from the drawer. You know what I mean? Just throw
that
it away.
That drove me crazy.
Or you could wash it and slip it back into the rotation.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, it's Russian
Things
roulette
I wish
with
I
the
could
ass
do
spoon.
To my old roommates.
And you just don't know. You just never know if you got the ass spoon that day.
This is your silverware, right? No, make sure you pack it up. Make sure you pack it up when you move out. Here you go. All fresh from...
A secret ass spoon. I wonder if I've ever eaten off a secret ass spoon. Probably. I've hung out with a lot of grungy people in a lot of weird places.
See, that's not necessarily where I was going with that. I was like, I think that if you tried to buy a single spoon, people would think you were a heroin addict as opposed to, say...
No, I understand, but that's not necessary.
Eating cereal out of a girl's ass, because that's pretty niche.
How many things do you think you've put in your mouth that have been in someone else's butt and you don't know it?
Zero. Zero things.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
What in this studio have you put in an ass? What in the fuck?
Well, just okay. Just,
I could say the same for those.
Just think about it, right? Do you ever bite pens?
No.
You never just bit in the bottom of a pen or pencil?
Nope. Not into that.
But a spoon, you'll take a spoon from a stranger.
Actually, it depends. I pack my own silverware. In fact, in my lunchbox, I have my own set
but
of silverware.
But that's because we're traveling places where there's not silverware all the time.
Yeah.
You've taken things from strangers and put them in your mouth. Dicks, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you've definitely...
But I know those have been in beeholes. You just...
That's true. But I'm just establishing the fact that mm-hmm. you have put things in your mouth that have been inside of asses. And now you just have to make the leap to that someone got creative and kept it. And you put it in your mouth. Straw.
Something I've put in my mouth.
I guess mostly disposable straws, though.
No, I have reusable straws, but I'm the...
I have them, too.
I'm the only owner.
Yeah.
I'm the only owner
That's
for those
true.
Things.
Toothbrush?
Nope. I have all my own... All my toothbrushes are bamboo.
I'm not saying every day, but you've never like been stuck at a guy's house and like used his toothbrush?
I don't go to guys' houses. They come to mine, Max. I was a fucking pimp mode player when I was single. One time a guy tried to kiss me like on the way out and I was like, the fuck you doing, bitch? I'll call you when I need you. I just kicked the door closed on him. He's a good sport, though.
You might be right.
Yeah, I don't fuck around like that.
You might be right, but you might be wrong. You might be wrong. Sippy cup?
No. Why would that be in someone's ass?
I mean, we just learned the range of things that might be in someone's ass is wide.
I think that the classy move would have been to use, like, a metal spoon. I think that would have been the classy move.
Obviously.
Plastic spoon is a little, you know.
I think there's a good chance at some point in your life.
They just grabbed it from craft services.
That you've put something in your mouth that was in someone's butt and you were blissfully unaware.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with I have 100% certainty.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You wish you had 100% certainty. Yeah, so you're biting your lip thinking about it now. There's no way. You couldn't possibly have 100% certainty.
Now I'm trying to think of all the things that I've ever put in my mouth other than food that I've cooked myself. I mean, remember when they had all those problems with, like, lettuce?
Somebody's finger?
Yeah, but you just, again, I cannot stress this enough. You said things that I didn't know have been in someone's ass. Everybody I fucked, I assume every finger, pinky, and toe has been in somebody else's ass before. That's why I make them shower first, because I know they're whores.
But, okay.
We're like, line up, whores. Time for your shower. And then it's like a prison. I just like, like spray them off.
I still think it's possible. You couldn't be 100% sure.
I'm going to hide butthole things in your house now because you've done this to me.
You're just going to stick things up your ass and hide them in my house?
Who said it had to be my ass? I'm not some weirdo that sticks things in my ass.
Who's volunteering?
If you stick things in your ass, you're a weirdo. That's from me. You dirty, dirty weirdos.
You stick things in your ass.
Not anymore. I stopped getting those commissions after I stopped dating the dude with the big dick. Nobody asks me for anal anymore. I have a singular jeweled butt plug that covers my ass, but it's not for like...
Do you use the jeweled butt plug?
Yeah.
Okay, so you stick things in your ass.
Yeah, but that's like a cover. Like, what am I going to do? Tape a bejeweled thing to my ass cheeks and it'd fall right out.
I think most people don't stick things up their ass on a regular basis, so you're like still like... High percentile sticking things in your ass for most of humanity, I think.
Nah.
I think so.
Nah.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to put you in the top percentile. I mean, you're not like up in the upper echelon. You're not top 1% things in your asshole, but you're top 20.
If I put a bunch of tiny horses in a guy's ass and dress like a doctor, do I get to say that his condition is stable? Is that a joke? Was that a joke?
That's a joke.
Finally, the butthole episode. I get one. Get one in the can.
Hey. In the can.
Don't you fucking.
Did you do that on purpose?
Don't you fucking piggyback off my jerky, son of a bitch.
He made the pun. I don't think he even realized he made the pun. Get one in the can. So, okay, back to the question at hand. How much cereal, as you finish that delicious beverage, how much cereal do you think? I'm assuming that girl's about 5'4". Maybe shorter.
Maybe.
If they just poured it in there.
That dick looked pretty big, so I'm going to go ahead and assume she's on the small side because most guys don't have dicks that big. It's something like the
same. But if you just poured, let me get the question out.
I'm still thinking about that dick, Max. Why are you making me stop? Think about it.
Because I'm trying to ask the question. So how much cereal could you store in a 5'4" woman's asshole? And how long would it remain edible with most of its nutritional value? So this is like asshole as cereal box. So like you're traveling across international lines.
And cereal's illegal.
Cereal's illegal. And you need your cereal. You're just really, really into cereal. And so how much can you store in your woman's asshole and then get across the border? And how much of that, I guess it's a whole separate question to say how much of it could you recover? Because you can make the argument that there's probably like a whole center mass of it that touches no asshole.
The asshole's not the problem, Max.
Yes, it is.
The colon is the problem.
Well, okay, I'm using the asshole loosely. The whole ass sleeve is what I'm talking about. The whole container is what I'm... When I'm saying asshole, I mean the entire section.
Well, first of all, I would like to caution people to not put food in their asshole because I feel like...
Don't do that. They're all grown up, so they don't put food in their ass. They can...
I guess, fine, fuck it. But if you're going to do it, do Captain Crunch.
Don't
go on hard mode.
Alienate our audience. You know how many people who listen to this show put chicken in their ass on a regular basis?
Like live chicken?
Don't tell people how to live their lives. That's not our job here.
Listen,
our job is not.
I will adopt your butthole chicken if you just don't put it in your butthole. It'll live a happy chicken
if
life.
If they never put it in their butthole, then it's not a butthole chicken by definition.
It's a rescue butthole chicken,
no,
and that's what I'll tell everyone.
No, it has to go in a butt to be a rescue butthole chicken.
I don't want the poor butthole chicken to be in a butthole. It just stares at me with its fucking sad eyes for the rest of its life. No one eats it. Even the dog's looking at it like...
Someone ate, that's a thing. Meat. Someone at a chicken plant put chicken in their butt. Has to be. Has to be. Restaurants. You've put something in your mouth. That's it. You put something in your mouth at a restaurant that was in someone's butt at one point in time and not known it. That's where I got you. For sure. That at least you have to admit I just knocked the percentage up way higher that you've put something that was at one point in time in someone's butt in your mouth and not known it. You eat at restaurants. There you go. Yeah, I can see the defeat in your eyes.
I can't believe someone would ladle fucking soup out of their asshole to get me like this. You motherfuckers.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying at some point in time, someone put something from the plate, the silverware, something like that, in their butt. And maybe went right to the dishwasher and got sterilized.
All
right,
I'm just saying it was in their butt. Pose a question to the audience. If you or anyone you know has ever put something from your ass into somebody else's mouth without their knowledge, then go ahead and send an email to contact@dirtyfolk.com. I would love to read about it because I think Max is full of shit, not unlike most people's assholes.
There was somebody who tried to pay me in particular. What do you want me to do? I think this was all fake, but his story was that his wife had cheated on him and she didn't know that he knew. So he was getting revenge by paying people to like send him their cum, and he was lacing her food with strangers' cum.
I have a similar butthole story.
This is not a butthole story.
Well, mine is a butthole story.
All right.
This is from an old, wizened Las Vegas stripper.
Okay.
How all great stories start.
Uh-huh.
And she had a client. that would pay her $5,000 to eat the nastiest, most gut-wrenching Taco Bell food.
Mm-hmm.
And then come over to his house where, to set the scene, he hates his wife, but he cannot leave her for prenuptial reasons, as he will owe her so much money it'll make him furious until the day he dies.
Okay.
So instead, he has to stay in this loveless marriage with this woman. And she has a coffee table made of glass that she loves to host on and puts these fucking magazines full of things that she fucking spends his money on on top of there with like a nice like decorative fruit bowl and like a vase.
Yeah.
And so every month he has this Las Vegas stripper come over and he pays her $5,000 to take a dump on that glass table while he jerks off beneath it.
Yeah.
Like, ah, yeah, you fucking bitch. You're going to eat croissants off of this fucking table. You fucking stupid cunt. God, I should have never married you. And then he comes. She leaves.
Yeah.
He cleans the table.
He cleans it.
He cleans. Well, yeah. You can't.
I'd maybe hire somebody. Oh. For $5,000, if I had you shooting a table over my head, you're cleaning it.
Oh, no. Because he
sure.
Maybe he smears the shit elsewhere in the house, like on their spoons or something. And he cleans it up. He puts everything back all nice where it's gone. And he just smiles to himself that he fucking a stripper shit all over that table that his wife loves and perhaps eats sandwiches without plates on.
I could one up this in both grody factor. In every way, I have a story that is, as far as I know, a true story that completely makes that look tame as fuck.
If it's anything other than eating cereal out of a butthole,
yeah,
proceed.
It's worse.
I think I could dig it. You've really lubed it up with the fucking cereal and butthole. I'm just thinking of like the kind of Captain Crunch cereal that cuts the roof of your mouth being in your butthole.
Yeah. We have to get back to this question eventually. You always avoid my questions. Sometime you're going to have to project an answer here.
And then we fought ninjas. Never to the ending.
We'll get back to this though. Okay. Let me set the stage by saying this particular act ran this fellow $140 a pop.
That's a troublingly low number.
Yes, it is.
That's not even enough to cover an in-house doctor visit. Proceed.
And state lines had to be crossed to make this happen.
Oh, no. Okay.
This fellow,
$140
plus a meal. So.
Of the buyer's choosing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, fiber rich.
No retainer. All right.
Fiber rich meal. He would pay this woman, who I know. This is the story was told to me by the woman. He would pay this woman to come across state lines, eat the meal, and then they'd wait until she was ready. And then he would lay on the floor of his carpeted apartment.
So, I'm so glad that I live in a state that has housing laws where you're required to replace the carpet after a certain amount of years.
Yeah, I'm sure they all comply.
Oh, God. So,
he lay on the floor of this carpeted apartment after giving her $140.
Oh, she gets the $140.
She gets the $140. He's paying for the service.
That's a troublingly low number.
She would... Actually, I think they had a purpose-built chair for this. So she'd squat down on the chair and she would shit into his mouth... soft serve ice cream style, and they had a signal set up where he'd like tap her leg where she'd be required to like clench up to make sure he got it all. So like turn the spigot on, turn the spigot off. He lays there while she plops into his mouth, and I look like a mother throw up. Tell the story. Every time I think to tell the story, I think it's a good idea to tell it.
Suffer, Max. Suffer for what you've done. I'm going to start wearing a cowl. Or so. Oh, I should be wearing a nun outfit for this. This feels like a confessional, doesn't it? All my Catholic buddies out there. This feel like something you should tell your priest? Tell your priest this story next week.
You're trying to drive that joke home. It's so stupid. It's not even a joke. It's so stupid.
No, I want that to happen. I want them to go into a place of worship and tell their priest what they fucking listen to. Because this is a sin for sure.
Oh, I had to take my glasses off. Ugh.
Uh-huh. And then?
That's it. It's his happy meal. but she was pretty stoked on the price. She thought it was a real good deal. I disagree.
This is not a person I've met.
I'm not going to say more than that, but you've definitely met this person.
Is it a person I already dislike?
I'm not giving you any more clues.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and assume this is a person I don't like from the pricing. No. No. See, this is the problem I have with failed businesses.
The part that gets me so bad is the stopping and starting to make sure. Because it's not just like, it's horrifying to just like sit under someone and have them actually shit on your face.
I wouldn't know, Max. Every day
no,
I
just
learn.
In thought. It doesn't that thought doesn't horrify you?
Shitting in somebody's face?
No, someone's shitting in your face.
Oh yeah, no thanks.
That doesn't then in your mouth is even more horrifying. But then the
all the food safety things that I have been through have told you explicitly not to put people's shit and piss in your mouth, and yet no one fucking listens to those rules in their private life, and I'm sure that there's some sort of health and safety inspector that's just fucking furious.
And then the deliberate, like, stopping and starting to make sure, like, when he has a mouthful, he can, like, chew it and get it down on a carpeted apartment. That made it worse for me, too. For some reason, I asked a lot of questions when the story was told, and the carpet really upset me.
Did the carpet smell of smoke?
I don't know, but the carpet truly
possibly bothers me. Possibly riddled with pet hair.
I don't know.
Past due notices on the table.
Yeah, so I see you're shitting on a glass table story, and I raise you.
A man taking a mouthful of shit.
No, not a mouthful, a meal.
I don't even know how to process that.
Like a shitty baby bird.
We need a new plague.
That guy's working on it. He's trying to make it happen.
You heard it here, folks. That's the guy that gave us all coronavirus. That guy eating human shit. Get him.
So, and for the record, I completely believe this story.
It's too upsetting to not.
Yeah.
If I told you a story of me going to a mansion.
Yeah.
And then eating a 5-star meal and then being paid a 6-figure retainer.
Mm-hmm.
And then lavished in furs and then pissing all over a billionaire.
Yeah.
Still less believable than that story.
It's less believable?
Yeah.
Oh, the billionaire
sadness
story is less
that makes it real.
You're saying the billionaire story is less believable than the shit story.
Correct.
I see.
Yeah.
You're not.
Because
yeah.
You wouldn't hear about that story because I would have been paid enough to not tell that story, which is the fucking bare minimum for doing crazy shit like that. You are paying a silence fee for these kinds of stories because no one should ever hear this story fucking reach the light of day.
I told you people tell me everything.
Disgusting. There should have been an NDA. If you are not rich enough to have someone sign an NDA and pay them hush money, don't be a pervert. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. So that's... and again, I really feel like you have to travel.
That's not even the price of a flight.
I know.
And she's like, great deal. I bought a pack of smokes. Perfect.
Hey, you can get a whole carton for that kind of money.
Not with travel expenses. What was this back when gas was 20 cents a gallon?
No, this is a pretty contemporary story.
What a fucking rube. Oh my God. If a girl at work had told me this story, I would have involuntarily smacked the shit out of her. Be like, bitch, who's handling your money? By the way, never ever let me read a biography about a pimp ever again, because I fully like metamorphosize into Iceberg Slim.
This girl could have used a pimp.
Here's the thing, like, I don't necessarily think it's all that bad for somebody to shake you and go, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
You can't pay your rent, you're shitting in people's mouth. Get it together, Deborah.
Like, a pimp could at least talk that up to $1,000, and then her cut would have been bigger, even if the pimp took
50%. No. If she's making bad decisions like that, the cut's 80% to me. I'd be like, you clearly can't be trusted with the details.
Okay, but $1,000 still a pay raise.
Yeah. Okay, well, so $1,000, 80 to me, 200 to her. Yeah, she's still getting more fucking money.
That's what I'm saying.
My God.
Yeah, she probably could have used a pimp.
I could have bought 2 packages of cigarettes for that. That's how I would have sold it to. I'd be like, listen, I'm here to help you.
My wife has been paid more money to try on clothes.
I'd pay your wife to try on clothes in front of me. Don't tell her. I don't think she fully understands the level of degenerate her friend is. Like, I offered to, like, sweetly, like, brush her titties and feed her today like a savage. That was involuntary. She's like, you need some help over there? I'll help you. She's like, please get out of my house.
It doesn't bother me. You can play with my wife's tits. Not that I have final call on that, but...
Oh, my God.
It doesn't bother me at all. She's not going to leave me for you.
I know. That's the sad thing about it. This is the least gay state in the... compared to even Montana and Alaska, where anything goes. People see Idaho and they're like, too phallic.
I don't know.
The state that looks like a ragged dick and balls. Least amount of gay people.
All right. Answer my question.
All right. Give me the fucking shitty math problem again.
I'm not going to pick it up and read it again. How much?
How much?
How much? That's the first question. Let's
What's the cereal?
That is the pertinent question, isn't it?
Because if it's Captain Crunch and it's fucking like sawing through your colon. Yeah.
Or what if it's shredded wheat?
What's shredded wheat look like, old man?
It's like...
Is that the one that looks like Chex Mix?
Yeah, but big. They're like rectangles. Like maybe...
Is that the
maybe
one
like
you,
an inch, inch
is that
and a
the
half?
One where you take as a like I remember as a kid eating some sort of cereal that looks like Chex Mix and then sticking my little hand into a bag of cereal and then just lightly fucking like spreading cereal over the top of it.
I think you're thinking of Mini Wheats, which is a small version.
Yeah.
Of this, shredded.
I mean, I guess. If there's milk involved, it would soften the cereal. But if it's Captain Crunch, it is just shredding your insides.
Yeah, no. Oh, they're bigger than I thought. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Title of your porno.
They're like fucking protein bars.
Let me see. Oh, my good Lord. That is this. That looks like a fucking loofah. So the question now becomes: how many loofahs can you stiff? Can you stuff up?
This isn't as spongy as a loofah, though.
Oh God!
That's much more like a Brillo pad. Like it's wheat, right? So it's just dried wheat all tied up. So it's like little tiny bales of hay.
And they poured the cereal in first.
Yeah.
So it didn't have that time to soak up the
See,
milk.
This is my not that. Hold on a second. This here.
That's just a log.
This is my memory of what they look like.
Okay.
So, like, I think of them, maybe that's mini wheats, but I think of them as like inch and a half, and like maybe a half inch thick.
Did you put sugar on yours?
I didn't eat this shit. They're disgusting.
Okay, so maybe that's the one that I would just like pour like a half cup of sugar over.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Okay.
Fucking.
Okay. Apple Jacks, the little nubbins on Apple Jacks would probably be pretty uncomfortable.
What do you think? So do you think, I think maybe if it's an abrasive ball ones, cereal? Like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or like Cocoa Puffs, that's probably the ideal.
Like a cup, maybe?
They put more than a cup in her asshole. A cup?
Like of just the dry cereal.
Yeah, just one. That's nothing. No. No. No, ma'am.
Yeah.
Way more than a cup.
I'm going to say a cup.
That's so...
But if it's an abrasive cereal...
You just watched them put more than a cup of cereal in someone's asshole. And okay. She had so much room left in there. Settled down to the most narrow part of the asshole sleeve. You think in volume. There was so much more room going up that cone.
Okay, so if I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
And I imagine my colon is about 6 inches.
Harper's kind of... Riley's kind of sticking her pussy out here a little bit, shoving it out.
Just like the most uncomfortable lean back. Like if I were a guy, this would be the position that I'd be like watching SportsCenter like with my hand on my cock.
Exactly. And she's like, you've embraced that this happens now. I'm good. I'm glad.
Well, nobody does that at my house because I'm not allowed to just fucking grab his hog, but apparently he can. It's fucking...
Obviously, it's his. Fucking, so then she's like stretching her thumb from her belly button
down.
Yeah,
so I imagine I've got about 6 inches of colon, and if it's...
Lift up your shirt a little bit. Yeah.
To my navel.
Okay, but see, okay, you got 6 inches of colon, but not really. You got lots and lots of it, right? Because we haven't even started...
No, your colon is your colon is only about this is like long, but your intestines. Your intestines are the ones that are super long.
What if we get a little packing device though?
You're not supposed to go into the different sections.
You're not supposed to do any of this, Riley.
Right, but that's like saying like, how much food can you eat if we stuff it all the way up your esophagus?
Okay.
Like your stomach is the thing you're working with.
The girl has to survive.
She's not Catherine the Great fucking horse smash.
That is
There's
important.
A certain sector that we've dedicated to cereal.
I agree.
You're not filling a woman's body cavity with cereal.
But you could lightly pack it. There's no need to have excess air
in there.
If I
make an incision in her abdomen, how much fucking cereal could I shove in there?
Fair enough. Fair enough. What
kind of fucking H.H. Holmes shit is this? That's a deep cut.
No, it's not. People know who H.H. Holmes is.
I didn't. Fuck you guys, you architecture murder crossover weirdos.
That book was a bestseller. Anyway.
I liked it.
But you can agree, we can agree at least some light packing would make a difference.
No packing.
A little bit.
No packing and a soft... fucking nervous base tissue.
You could do it though. You could do it. And I'd say light enough that you can't.
Okay, how many dicks could I shove up into Max's nose while he's screaming and everyone's holding him down? How far could I shove a dick up there? Just because you can.
Not very far.
I don't know. If I could really fucking torque something in there.
I'm making the concession. You can't do any colon damage.
Okay.
And you can't push it up the intestines. Yep. But
Jesus.
And you can't damage the cereal. But you could still pack it down a little bit.
It's a one-way valve.
You could pack it down.
Gastrointestinal tract.
You could pack it a little bit. A little bit. From just a straight pour with things stuck up on the sides and stuff like that, packing it down a little bit without damaging the cereal, you could do it. Okay, she's holding up her drink bottle now to see how much is there. Because that's...
Well, but this is liquid. This isn't...
Right. 450
milliliters. Is milliliters the same as grams?
If it's water.
It's not.
I know. So, but close.
Okay. All right. So, I would say 500 milliliters of cereal. 500.
How many is that there?
450 milliliters.
Dude, no way.
That's a colon. That's a colon.
It's stretchy. They opened it up. It's a cone. It gets wider at the top.
You said no colon damage. We're not trying to expand
she's not
the colon.
She's speculumed.
Yeah,
you can stretch and not damage.
It's that big around.
With the speculum in there?
The speculum is for filling, not for expanding like the tissue.
But it's like a balloon animal. It would hold it. It would just stay stretched.
It's more like a sock. Like, think of it in sock.
They shove way more cocaine than that up women's assholes. They have to be.
But this is a dried Okay, if it's moistened cereal, because I'm looking at it from a dried cereal aspect.
No, I'm thinking dried cereal as well. Dried cereal? Because you have to eat it on the other side. If you make it wet, it's no good. It has to. The goal is to leave it intact for as long as possible. That's the second half of the question, which we still haven't even gotten to yet.
Okay, Mom.
Let's see. Volume of a colon. I'm looking it up. Colon size. The overall length. Oh, you're so wrong. The overall length of a colon is about 5 feet.
Yeah, that's because it's counting the intestines.
It says the colon. Five feet.
Let me see.
Colon is 5 feet long. Otherwise referred to as your large intestine.
Yeah, but.
Stretches from your small intestine to your anus.
Five.
It's 3 inches wide at its widest point, but it's stretchy.
All right, look at the pictures. I need an anatomical drawing.
You need pictures?
Yeah.
All right. These pictures are kind of ridiculous. These aren't good.
This. Okay. That's a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not saying fill this whole thing. I'm saying that last bit.
I understand. I say 6 cups, no problem. 6 cups, and the bag will still seal. You pull the speculum out, the butthole will close around. It'll be all stretched out in there. It'll be uncomfortable.
Imagine
having...
Do you
think she crunched it?
That's what I'm thinking. So she's upside down. She's got all the cereal in her, and then she sits down, and then like...
Getting it back out's a problem.
Especially dried cereal. You would have to fill her entire colon.
You just get a clean
with milk or
water. You bring
water.
A fresh shop vac with you. You put the speculum back in. Stick a shop vac in there.
Or.
Problem solved.
Or you find yourself a girl with a false leg and fill it with cereal.
No, don't break the rules of the game.
I didn't break the rules.
Yes, you said,
how do I smuggle cereal?
No, that
Why
was not
does it
the
have
question.
To be in an asshole?
That's not the question. Obviously, if it's how do I smuggle cereal, asshole is not the answer.
Obviously.
I do kind of wonder what happened, because they really cut the video off at, like, for the curious, the wrong time.
Because
you see the milk coming out, but you know what you don't see coming out? The cereal.
Some of the cereal came out.
I don't feel like I see that girl anymore.
Oh, no. Okay.
Doesn't that feel like
honestly,
an infection waiting to happen?
So one of the things that I'm most troubled about, actually, is that less risque sex workers are dating, like, EMTs. I think that that's a crossover episode that needs to happen more often.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think that serial girl needs to be dating somebody that, like, spends their day, like, reviving junkies so that she gets home and she'll be like... I got a lot of cereal in my ass, Dave. And he'll be like, all right, so.
Well, let me think this through. Nah, you know, an enema. She just did an enema, right? That's what she did.
Milk. Yeah, almond milk, probably not as bad as dairy, but.
But no matter what it is for the cereal, she just probably just enema her ass a bunch. That's what she was done. Have you ever had an enema before?
I have an enema every day.
Do you really?
I have a bidet.
No, that's not an enema. No.
I think if you get the angle right, it is.
Incorrect.
It's not?
No.
Okay, explain the difference between an enema and a bidet.
You put like a quart of water way up in your ass.
I'm still failing to see the similarity.
The difference?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
We'll put you on mic and we'll have you go in the bathroom. And we'll run a mic and then you can have privacy. We'll give you an enema. You tell me if it's the same thing as a bidet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Done. Shake on it. A future episode, we're giving Riley an enema, and she's going to tell me how it's just like a bidet.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, Max. No.
No, I sit on my bidet until my entire lower body is, like, kind of chilly.
Yeah.
And
no,
then,
no. Everyone's going to get to hear you go, oh, no. You're on the other side of the microphone. Everyone's going to get to hear that moment.
That's going to be a bonus episode, just so you're aware. I'm not just going to let my asshole have the spotlight for free.
We'll split it up a little bit. But we'll run a mic in there. You can be all private. Because you're able to do it yourself. You got to hold it up like an IV.
Uh-huh.
You get some, like, gravity going.
What? You're telling me Harper doesn't want to stick things in my butt?
Would Harper give you an enema? She probably would. But she's banned. She's not allowed to be on the show.
Yeah, but that's banned content. That's butthole stuff.
No. You gotta give yourself an enema.
I got to do it myself?
Yeah.
I have to butt chug water myself?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be on the other side of the door laughing my ass off.
You're such a fuck. You're such a fuck.
And don't, it's very easy to spray water everywhere. So you got to be real diligent. Stay on that fucking
There's
toilet.
There's a drain in that bathroom.
And you have to
control
the fucking, the nozzle. Once you
pull
out
your ass.
In a later
episode, we see that everything that has sprayed out of Riley's ass is all over the studio.
Because your ass is going
to become
a
mess. We have to explain to our landlord why there's... Why we will not get the deposit back on the studio.
I didn't put a deposit on this fucking thing.
Oh my God. Please, Mr. Landlord, I'm sure I could suck your dick about it. I hearken back to my youth.
It will turn your ass into a super soaker.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Not a one little super soaker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna... Let's celebrate your naivete and let it happen. This is not hard to make happen. I hope you know, because like the Walmart has enema kits.
Okay.
A few blocks away from your future.
The only shame is that Leroy refuses to fuck me in my ass.
Why is that a shame?
Because we'd be doing all the prep work for, you know, getting railed out the ass.
I guess that's true.
And I would be getting zero dicks in my butt. So I guess I'm going to have to do a special cam show for Thanksgiving. No, let's set it up around Christmas. It'll be the Christmas butthole spectacular.
A Christmas enema?
Yeah. I'll do a Christmas enema and then I'll go home and I'll fuck myself in the ass with my insane fuck machine. Maybe I'll even put a tentacle up there since everything's nice and clean.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I'll call it Tearing Down Tokyo.
Why?
I don't know.
That makes no fucking sense.
Not
Riley,
a lot of the
every
things.
Every once in a while, you're just like on a roll. And
every once in a while, first of all, it is a carnival of nonsense.
Every once in a while, you're on a roll. Listen, every once in a while, you're good. You're on a roll. You're doing good. Then you just fucking fall right off the cliff.
Oh, this undue praise feeds me.
Okay. Second half of the question. Mm-hmm. For the end of the episode.
Yes.
Okay. We disagree on how much cereal. You say one cup. I say six cups.
I'm imagining the scratchiest, worst case scenario cereal, which
is
something
you should... Let's make it uniform so other people can guess.
Okay.
I'm saying Lucky Charms. Because this complicates... Lucky Charms complicates the next part. It turns the next part into a two-parter.
Because the marshmallows are water-soluble.
Exactly.
But the other part...
All of it's water-soluble, just different degrees. Okay.
And until there's water, those marshmallows are extra
right.
scratchy.
So then the second question is, you say one cup, I say six. Mm-hmm. You can write to Riley either on
contact@dirtyfolk.com, or if you're feeling froggy, 3amthoughtswithrileybird@gmail.com. Those are the two email addresses.
Don't worry
that
about
I check.
That email address.
Yeah, the first one's better, but it sounded like you were giving him a second place to talk to me.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dirty
that's
Folk.
A thing.
Disregard that other email.
Yeah, just go there.
That's for her other podcast, which we mentioned at the end of the episode, Riley.
First of all,
fucking
email me.
Time. Email her at contact@dirtyfolk.
In fact, if you have like a graph of polls you've taken of this question with your buddies, I will also accept that.
But,
as
and we're using Lucky Charms as a standard. So I say six cups, no problem. 5'4" girl. Stored in her ass without destroying the cereal.
5'4" girl. All right, you say six cups. I'm going to go with 3.5.
No, you went with one. You locked in your answer.
Right, that's before we legitimize the cereal. If it's a scratchy cereal, I'm voting for less.
Fine, 3.5.
I count for 3.5. I don't know why I did that voice, guys.
Because you're a bitch.
Yeah, that's the bitch voice. Actually, it's...
Okay, so then how long would it remain edible...
It's not edible as soon as it goes in an asshole. That's my first answer. That's not where you eat food. That's where food goes to die. Just so you're aware.
Okay. Look, edible is an arguable word. I agree. That's not a great phrase to the question. How long would there be a tabletop?
That tabletop is no longer where food has been edible.
Forget the edible part. How long would it be recognizable and retain most of its nutritional value? I'll just completely rephrase it. How long could you serve at least half of it to an unsuspecting person? Once you shot backed it out of the asshole
on the other side of the border. I don't think for safety reasons you should be putting a shop vac to your asshole
Don't fucking get technical with me.
Shop vac on your dick, A-okay. Up your asshole, dangerous business.
No, you put the speculum in, you hover it. You don't touch it to any flesh, you just hover.
Okay, that is not how I took that question, so I felt the need. danger.
Tell me how long you could feed it to an unsuspecting person.
15 minutes. Before it would start to, like...
I disagree. Completely. So you think it's impossible. Like, basically, you have to do it, like, in the bathroom on the one side of the border, hustle across the border in the dead of night, and find a dark corner to shop back the cereal out. I think you got 6 hours. I think you got 6 hours.
Well, but like,
I think all things considered, it's a reasonably dry environment.
Okay, but like with or without milk?
No milk. No milk. We've been over this.
Okay, with milk, I would say.
You can't have a bowl of cereal out for fucking 10 minutes in a regular bowl with milk in it.
Yeah.
Without it being ruined.
And it's a hot bowl. Well, I'm just saying the internal temperature of the human body is like 100 degrees or some shit. So
fucking no milk.
Okay, no milk.
No milk.
Okay, yeah.
I say 6 hours. What do you say?
I'm going to do the under. I'm going to say 5.
5 hours. Staying pretty close to me, though. All right.
Yeah.
Contact at dirtyfolk.com.
God, I'm so upset about this.
Put some cereal
in your butt. Don't do that, you sick pervert. Leave those chickens out of your butthole. Those are for farms. Those are for farm chickens. How dare you?
You immediately assumed it was a live chicken. I think they just put, like shredded chicken in their butts.
Oh.
I think that's the kind of audience we have. Shredded chicken in the butthole.
Well, I just want to say, if you're trying to put livestock in your butthole, don't do that.
But you seem more comfortable with shredded chicken in the butt.
If Dirty Folk gets the numbers that I'm hoping it gets, we'll have a farm for your butthole animals. Stop doing this to them.
I'm telling you, though, you can't. They're not butthole animals until they go in a butthole.
I don't know.
That's enough.